go back and start again, would you? What was tell me about the interview again. Go back to it. Go back to it.
Right from the beginning? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was blown away, like I told you, Professor Fetzer. I've been going every night listening to about one or two of the interviews that mm-hmm. you've done in the past. And each night, it's like a mind-opening, experience to find another piece of the puzzle of what's transpired through all these decades. So when I heard that Peter Janney, he's the author of Mary's Mosaic.
Yes.
That was so revealing because I couldn't believe it. Anyone that was close to Kennedy seemed to be off Marilyn Monroe. Now this Mary Meyer, Mary Pinochet Meyer.
Yeah.
Because they all probably had insider information. Because I get the insider information because I'm talking to the assassin himself. So usually in bedroom scenes, Marilyn Monroe got the tidbits of the, you know, true story of what happens in Washington and what's going on. And I guess a lot of the mistresses as well. So they had to kill them because they knew about...
Well, it looks as though Marilyn's death was because Sam Giancana was worried she was going to have a press conference and talk about him.
Right. So that there's a lot of information coming out, but it's who and how they find these fall guys. And I never even contemplated, the CIA guys would do it themselves. They said, oh, by the way, I was just jogging in the immediate area, and I must have just gone by that area, and I saw this black dude not far from there. So they try to find illiterate, sort of ethnic original or ethnic people that a lot of people don't think twice about to incarcerate, either Hispanic or black or whatever, and they set him up, and then he finds a hard time trying to prove that he's innocent.
Sure.
So it's interesting because last week in the state of New York, a lot of the cases, I think people said, hey, I didn't do it, are coming before the radar now because they've been set up. It could be a major pattern here. And how I found out about this was the website, Those Rat-Faced Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I almost died.
Which is apparently run by the ADL.
That's right. When I saw that and I thought after I listened to that interview with Stu Webb, that you're finding, just like I said, hush me, these guys set these websites up so they can entrap people that are anti-Jew, anti-Zionist, you name it, and they want your name. They want your name, they want what you say, and that's how they set it up. And I fell for it with that Eric Hufschmid. I didn't know who he was. Little did I know, but everyone should discern themselves.
Well, my impression is that Eric is actually a really good scholar. You know, he had that brilliant book about 9/11 called Painful Questions.
Yeah, I saw that. But he also, has to be brought out of why he's always yelling about Jew this and Jew that.
It does look as though Israel was involved in 9/11, however. That's very interesting. You'll find you'll find some interviews where we talk about that.
Right, but what he doesn't want people to say is the word giant, nothing about Jews, but he's pressing, instigating that part of it, about when I did the interviews with the Hawkins fellow and Captain Field McConnell, because
mm-hmm.
he did a lawsuit, and he says, no, I'm talking about the whole shebang, whether it's Bush or whatever, it's these corporations. I'm not talking about any Jew like Larry Silverstein, per se. It's all these people that made money with short-selling the put options of American and United. They had an agenda, and they knew about it, and that's why they did the selling beforehand, because they had foreknowledge.
Sure, of course.
But anyway, this is where I saw it could have been a major agenda from way back when, where CIA, working with local law enforcement, are setting up certain individuals who have a record of some sort, and then the real perpetrators get off scot-free, and they've done so for decades. So this is where I think possibly they'll never bring Clyde into the arena of a courtroom, because he's got the goods on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing is he could rob as many banks and ATM machines, you know, do whatever he wants, as the film JFK said, you know, very important, for they will never be prosecuted for anything they do. And it was Mr. X, who was Fletcher Prouty, that said it. I couldn't quite believe it. So no matter what they do, it's been a setup from day one.
Tell you about Bobby. You said the girl in the polka dot dress.
No, that's another thing that I found really strange. It's a woman that went missing right at that particular time by the last name of Babcock, B-A-B-C-O-C-K. And right at the time of Robert Kennedy's assassination, the woman in the polka dot, red polka dot dress, I feel that this woman, Babcock, was that particular person that went missing. They haven't found her body. From that day forth.
You think she was the girl in the polka dot dress?
Yes, because that's what I remember being told by Clyde.
It looks as though that was part of the psyop with, you know, controlling Sirhan.
That's right. So everything that you're finding now and the people that you're interviewing is you're touching on the raw nerves. You know, I couldn't believe it now. The photographs, it's like the whole agenda of how they set it up, how they disinform through the media, and the people buy it hook, line, and sinker. I can't believe it. So anyway, I had to tell you that I was just blown away by that interview and what he said.
Okay.
But another thing is, a woman last year went missing at that same area where Judith Berry Baker came to do her presentation and her book signing at the Conspiracy Culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the corner of Queen and Ronsonsvale. Now, a woman by the last name of Babcock went missing last year, right at that same area there. And I saw her. I can't believe when I saw her picture of who went missing. It's in that same area where Clyde would always get his bacon and eggs, toast and coffee, as he said it, the Greek greasy spoon. The woman, as I remember seeing her, was working in that place, but it's under a new name now. I don't know if that old Greek guy sold it, but that's where a lot of the prostitutes went missing, right at that corner. So bottom line is, the police here never wanted to disclose how many people went missing or murdered or whatever with the 3 decades that Clyde worked as a TTC operator, either on the streetcar or the bus, and did his murders. The lawsuits would be just phenomenal that would come. I think everyone in Toronto would be outraged that the Toronto Police Services would allow a major serial killer, assassin of politicians, be riding and putting the public's life at risk daily, and that he's carrying his piece either on his person or in the rim of his spare tire in the trunk of his car. I couldn't believe when I called the OPP and I said, you can stop him. You can find that piece any day. Just stop the car. Good grief. Anyway, I have to tell you, you're doing excellent work. The people that you're finding to interview are phenomenal. It's blowing me away. One day after another, you find somebody in Australia, in New Zealand, in Massachusetts, or wherever, or in England, with that Greg Hallett in England there regarding the Queen. These stories are, people should be really wakening up. And then, funny, I've turned on just to see what's happening coast to coast. What should I log into yesterday? Oh, no, the chupacabra again.
The witch?
I kid you not. They were interviewing a guy who was talking about the paranormal and, you know, has he ever heard of the chupacabra in Puerto Rico? Holy moly, I couldn't believe it. They're still on that case. So,
well,
somebody...
Thanks.
Anyway.
Thanks, Haley.
Anyway, have a good night. I have
yeah,
to
you
tell
too.
You that's excellent. Bye.
You take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye.